If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good morning, good afternoon, Hampton Roads. We're in a, I guess we're in the spring forward, so we're definitely in the afternoon. And so good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Colleen.
Hello. Yes, it takes a little while to get used to the time change, even though an hour doesn't seem like that much difference. But
we're springing forward.
Yes.
So it should be like, I should be more awake now, I guess, right? Because it's like an extra hour.
But if you lost your hour, then it still takes time to get up for that. But the good thing is that it'll start to be nice and sunny still. Absolutely. When I leave the building. So that's nice.
That is good. And again, this is Steve Taylor, and I'm the CEO of the Alliance Legal Group, which is a Christian, mission vision organization. We're a law firm that has four law practices in the Hampton Roads area, and that we do a lot of different sort of stuff, but we do a lot of bankruptcy. Boy, this is loud today, Colleen.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Just talk at the normal level.
Just talk at the normal. Okay. And so that the and so we're glad to have you here today. This is a call in radio format. And so we welcome your phone calls. Our phone number here is 757-488-5299. And again, that you can always go to our website, the Alliance Legal Group, and you can reach me directly. I've been doing this for about 30 years, about 25 years with either the law office of Steve Taylor or the Alliance Legal Group. And again, we are financial we're attorneys that have financial expertise in financial management of people's financial lives. And so that we'd like to speak to you, and we give you a free consultation. It's like a 10-minute. We schedule for half an hour, but within the first 10 minutes, we have a pretty good idea of what direction that we're going to be going as far as whether the different sort of options that you might have as far as your finances. We're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the different sort of options a person has when they have financial issues, which, again, that's the central theme of this program. It's biblical solutions for financial freedom. We'd like to see people get free of their financial debts and have a brand new start as far as the direction they're going, and do it in such a way that it's biblical, do it in such a way that is right and is one that really is effective as far as those folks trying to get out of that bondage of debt.
You're really helping people and that are stuck in a place that they didn't expect to be in. Most likely they're in over their head a little bit. And so you, like you said, every situation is different. So it's helpful to go over that information with them and find out the best course of action to take.
Absolutely. It's absolutely free to do the consultation. This radio program, again, invites you to call in wherever you're at. And we're going to discuss several different options that people might find themselves that are available for people that find themselves with financial issues. So that's what our discussion is going to be about today. And again, that I was thinking about, what are we going to talk about today? And I, the first thought was why should you choose to use the Alliance Legal Group if you used us or somebody else,
And that's what makes you stand out.
Yeah, and if there's one thing more than anything else, it's God considers marriage. This is a message that I heard during the week, that God considered marriages very, very important. So that in a natural marriage, that He doesn't want you to be unequally yoked.
Right.
And so especially if you're a believer, if you're a Christian, and that you want somebody that also really sees that as a big part of their life and a big part of their mission, that we're a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients and communities and employees, and to support His perfect will. And so that's our mantra, that's our mission vision, that we really do want to put Jesus first in all that we do, that we have some wonderful folks that we work together to help folks out, that we have a chaplain on staff, Pastor and Chaplain Don Mill. He calls on here on a not infrequent basis. Hopefully he'll call on today, maybe, maybe not. But that we would love to pray with you. We would love to you know, understand what your financial problems are so that we can help you. We have some wonderful attorneys that love the Lord and that would love to either pray with you or, you know, just to discuss with you the issues that you have to see if we can't figure out a solution that maybe God would provide for you.
So if you want to join in the topic while we're talking, it's 488-5299, 488-5299. We'd love to have you join in on the conversation, ask a question. Maybe you have a scenario to give us or maybe a personal testimony. We'd love to hear that, 488-5299.
So kind of a thumbnail sketch where we're going to go today, Colleen, is we're going to talk about when people find themselves with debt, and they know what that feeling is, they got a lot of debt, they got not enough money to pay it, there's different alternatives that a person might avail themselves of. We're going to talk about certain, we're going to kind of emphasize on one today, not necessarily bankruptcy, but we're going to use that as a backdrop to the other alternatives that we're going to have. The main thing that I've seen over the years that really has actually had a very negative effect on a lot of folks is debt management plans. So we're going to talk about debt management plans, the pros and cons of those. Mm-hmm. And what a debt management plan is basically is that it's very similar to a bankruptcy, but it's not government imposed or provided. It's a payment plan where you take your debts that you can't pay, and then most people don't understand how that works is that they make a payment every month to satisfy these debts over a 3 to 5 year period of time.
Is that the same as debt consolidation, or is that different?
That's different. That's
different.
Another.
Okay.
So you have debt management plans, which again we're going to talk about today, and then there's the option of debt consolidation, okay, which is certainly one that we can speak on and speak about, and you also have debt settlement options. So you have debt settlement options when it comes to taking care of individual creditors by negotiating with them. And then, of course, you have bankruptcy. And so I think those are probably, you know, I probably should say that a reverse mortgage, it's kind of like a debt consolidation mm-hmm. thing, but it's really different. And so we're going to look at, I think we're going to look at five different things today. We're going to look first at debt management plans, though. And so most people don't know what a debt management plan is. And so let me kind of just take a little bit deeper dive into what a debt management plan is. That typically, that there are plans set up by nonprofit companies. There's several very legitimate, very good debt management plans. Are generally nonprofit. Okay. Nonprofit doesn't mean they don't make any money, but that none of the money.
They just don't show a profit.
Everybody, in the management gets paid well, or at least they get paid. And so that they don't show any profit. So they're nonprofit companies, generally, and that the and what they do is that they negotiate with your creditors, get a payment that that everybody agrees to, and then you make that payment directly to the debt management coordinator, and that they pay your creditors. And at the end of 3 to 5 years, then all your unsecured debts are gone. They don't do anything with the secured debts. It's like houses and cars and. Mm-hmm. Grand furniture and the sales jewelry and stuff like that. They don't do anything with that, but they take all your unsecured debt and that they negotiate a lower payment, like your credit cards, your medical bills, your things of that nature.
Okay.
That's the theory. And then at the end of the 3-5 years that you've satisfied your debts. Now, lots of people have debt issues out there that I was reading this morning, just an update in the beginning of March, that the average American has more than $90,000 in debt. That's like credit cards and student loans, personal loans.
That's not counting a house?
Not counting the house, not counting the cars,
okay,
and the secured debt, just the unsecured debt, which
credit cards and student loans and
things like that that basically kind of don't show up for anything except for you got this big debt that you can't pay and you don't have nothing to show for it. And so that, finding a solution for that, if you have $90,000 worth of debt, that's a lot of money, one of the options is a debt management plan. And these debt management plans usually require enrollment fees. They require maintenance fees during the 3 to 5 years that you're going to have in there. Some of the big names out there that you've heard of is American Consumer Credit Counseling, CCCS. Lots of people heard of CCCS, Consumer Credit Counseling Service, Navicor. And, between, 50 and $100, I'm looking at here, 39 enrollment fee, 25 enrollment fee, 25 to 50 enrollment fee, and then maintenance fees of, you know, just varies how much.
All those hidden, somewhat hidden. I'm sure it's in their paperwork and everything that mentions
Absolutely.
That, but they are hidden fees that you don't think of.
And, you know, one of the big problems we've seen that I've seen over the years is there's a lot of companies that aren't very, very good people. I mean, that they're not, these are legitimate folks that, but there's a lot of companies that masquerade as legitimate credit counseling companies and you know, that they'll take your money, that this won't, they'll just like kind of hide, you know, keep you hidden from the creditors during this period of time, hope they go away, but they're not real credit management companies. So make sure you go to, if you're going to use one of these folks, make sure that you go and do your research on, do your due diligence, make sure that they're legitimate organizations. Go to your, you know, the local consumer protection agencies and things of that nature, to make sure the state attorney general sort of stuff. And so, but find a good one if you're going to use them. Now, let's talk about the pros. Mm-hmm. One, just like a bankruptcy, that you have one payment per month, which is good.
Makes it easy, simplifies things.
Usually at a reduced rate. So if you have a lot of payments, it sort of reduces that overall payment down. Again, it doesn't touch your secure credit card, so you got to always make sure you're paying those secure creditors, the car, the house, and things of that nature. One of the negatives, that's the pro, one payment at the end of 3 to 5 years. So that's the pro. You get a reduced payment, that's the pro. The negatives are just abounding, though, that one, like I said, it doesn't take care of the secured card. So you got your secured stuff, like your car and your house, you got to pay those. And then you got to pay this reduced, but sometimes still very, mm-hmm. they're not going to take 2 cents on
still
the dollar.
Still significant, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the plans we file, the Chapter 13 plans, take like 2 cents on the dollar, 1 cent on the dollar, 3 cents on the dollar. It's whatever they have left over. So you're not going to get 3 cents on the dollar for your consumer credit plan. It's going to be much higher than that. In addition, they can't cram down your secured debts. Like if you have a car that's more than 2.5 years old that's over under, we can actually reduce the amount that you owe on that vehicle in a bankruptcy. You can't do that in a consumer plan. It doesn't touch that stuff. If you're behind on your vehicles, that doesn't fix nothing. The house doesn't. So it's just these credit cards. And very similar to a bankruptcy, there's this prohibition, except for it's a prohibition versus something in bankruptcy that allows, under certain circumstances, that you can't get new debt. So you're not going to go out and borrow more money after you get into one of these things. So they don't want you to. That's just part of the rule.
Add on more, right?
Yeah. So that so you're stuck without being able to get new debt, which sometimes is very difficult. Whereas in a bankruptcy, that you can get, you know, if you legitimately need to get new debt, like your car breaks down and you need to get another debt, that you can go to your attorney, and then the attorney can motion to court, and the court can. And if it's less than $5,000, they don't even care. I mean, you just do whatever you want to do. You have up to a $5,000 limit. Not with these credit consumer plans. Mm. So it limits your ability to borrow further money. That you don't have the right, you know, that the negotiation process isn't like in a bankruptcy. In a bankruptcy, you just tell them, this is how much you're going to get. This is how much money I have left over. And this is all my disposable income. And that once your plan gets confirmed by the court, it's a court order. So they take 1%, 2%, 5%, whatever your disposable income is. The negotiation that these folks do, usually the negotiators are in some way affiliated with the credit card companies. You know, so they're not getting 2 cents on the dollar. In fact, you know, the negotiation is, you know, they're trying to help you out, I think, but it's not like an imposed, you know, order upon these folks to take whatever's left over. So you don't have the same management, the same ability to negotiate a much lower payment than in a Chapter 13, for instance. Another thing is that, you know, people talk about credit scores. You know, when you get done with this plan, the debts that you have listed on your credit that are satisfied, they're not satisfied in full. They're satisfied for less than full payment, which is like a derogatory thing on your credit score.
It shows up as a negative on your credit score report.
And so even though that you're theoretically building up your credit, that at the end that you're going to have something less than what you would have if you just got a discharge in your bankruptcy, they can't even show the fact that you're behind on these debts. They just get rid of them. They're just gone.
And what's the timeline to be able to get that kind of wiped off your credit report?
It's 10 years for a Chapter 7 and 7 years for a Chapter 13. However, and I just need to say this, that there's a lot of credit repair companies out there that challenge everything in a credit score after the bankruptcy, and many times they have them removed. I'm not saying that's what everybody does, but lots of times that happens. And so you know, you need to discuss that with your attorney and see whether or not it's going to be a possibility or not as far as your credit score. But that typically, you know, especially with a Chapter 7, you know, we can have a credit score of like 700, 720. You know, that's what we help our clients do after the bankruptcy, within 12 months to, you know, 16 to 18 months after the discharge. You know, you're not going to get that with a debt. Besides that, you're not going to get done in 4 months like you do in a Chapter 7.
You've got 3 to 5 years, you mentioned.
3 to 5 years. So you got 3 to 5 years before you even start trying to repair your credit. You know, it's going to go up a little tiny bit here and there that you're paying your debts. But that, you know, and then if you fail in the middle of this thing, then all the money you spend out, you're back to ground zero.
Like if you miss a payment or something like that.
If you miss a payment, if you get overwhelmed, if you got too much stuff going on. And that's what we usually find, that, you know, we find folks that have paid lots and lots of money towards this plan, and they're still where they were, and they had a rough, you know, they were tight to begin with, and they've had this burdensome payment because they're paying the entire secured debt plus a very high percentage. So it's much more difficult than doing a Chapter 13, much more difficult than doing a Chapter 7. So for all those reasons, and again, that's kind of a brief overview, but that's a pretty, you know, I've never, in 30 years, recommended somebody do a debt management plan. And lots of people come in, they say, yeah, I'm on this debt management plan. Can I file bankruptcy and get rid of it? Because it's just not working. Mm-hmm. And that happens all the time. So debt management plans, especially if they're done by a good company, you know, can work, and that there are some benefits to it. And certainly, rather than doing, some people just really oppose to filing bankruptcy. They think, you know, that's why we try to educate people that it's a biblical solution, you know, that it's got historical roots, you know, dating back to Deuteronomy, that there's a grace principle. There's lots of things that, you know, shouldn't carry a stigma, but some people haven't been educated. And if you're not going to do anything, do something.
So if somebody's part of a debt management program, but they are feeling overwhelmed with that, and they should reach out to y'all at Debt Free VA, www.debtfreeva.com, to find out other options possibly in that circumstance. We're also available here for you to call 488-5299, 488-5299, but certainly get in touch with Steve and find out more information. You know, maybe you're in the middle of that process, and maybe there's other options out there that could work for you.
So again, and just kind of wrapping up debt management plans, that, you know, that you lose access to your credit cards, you know, that in a Chapter 13, that you can actually, if you start off and just have a zero balance, as long as you don't spend more than $5,000 on the cards that you had zero balances on, you can actually maintain the same credit cards you had going in, going out, but that you're not, you can't open up new lines of credit, you lose access to the existing credit cards that you had. So you basically go on with no credit, and you got to do all cash for the next 5 years. That's hard.
That's difficult.
That's very difficult. People don't realize that's what happens. So that's the debt management plan option, which is usually not very good, usually not one that's favored. We see a lot of people come in and see us about that after they get started on that. A second option that sometimes happens is, you mentioned it, debt consolidation. And, you know, with debt consolidation, you take out a personal loan and use it to pay off your existing debts. And usually, hopefully, you get a lower interest rate than the debts that you have, and that you can qualify for it.
That's helpful in some ways, yes.
And it can help you accelerate paying off the debt. We had somebody, haven't spoken to him in a while, but that talked about, you know, how to take care of these debts. You know, getting one payment and... let's talk about some negatives with that. First of all, a lot of people in the situation, I mean, that's a great thought, but when you have a terrible credit score, getting a halfway decent loan is very difficult.
Right.
So that's usually not even a possibility for most folks.
They can't even qualify.
They can't even qualify. And if they do qualify, lots of times people aren't, you know, they'll get the debt and they'll just pyramid their debt. So they'll get this debt and then they'll build the same cards that they had before and you'll just add to the debt. So, you know, that can happen in any circumstance, but it's especially problematic. I had a person speaking to me the other day, and, you know, these ACH, you know, they take them out for businesses. You know, that I had this wonderful young lady that ran a pharmacy, and that she was just started a business, and that you know, she got behind. And so she took out, you know, these high interest rate loans that basically that you got to pay back every week. It's called ACH takes them right out of your bank account.
Oh, you know, yeah. Automatically week. Withdrawing.
And so they just become, they become really, really overwhelmed with debt. And that's, you know, the plan was to get this money from the high interest rate and to pay off some of the other ones, but didn't quite cover it all. Then all of a sudden you have these, this bigger debt that's eating up all the debts plus the other ones building back up. So
that's a cycle, you know, you're borrowing to pay back, you know.
And then all of a sudden they call me because it's overwhelming. And then they file what they should have filed in the beginning. Mm. And so that's debt consolidation. That's great if you can afford, if you get a good score and you maybe catch it early and you just on that border sort of thing and your credit score hasn't been negatively affected.
They take everything and put it all together.
Put it all together, and then you just have one payment, and hopefully that that payment's lower than what you had combined, and that you don't pyramid it back up. Okay, and so again, you can call in. We only have like,
10 minutes.
10 minutes or less, and so that if you have any questions about any of these things, I'll be happy to talk to you about them, or you can go to www.debtfree.com, and then we can set up a time to discuss your circumstances in particular. So we've talked about debt management plans. We've talked about debt consolidation. A third option that we always employ or often look at whether we can employ it is debt settlement. You know, that we can take a look at one or two debts that are doing a couple of those right now, that rather than file bankruptcy, that we take a look at the big debt that's giving you a hard time and try to negotiate it.
Work with them and see if you can get it to come down a little bit.
Yeah.
And or a lot.
Or they've already got a big debt and they're being garnished or they're being sued and that's causing all kinds of grief and, you know, possibly garnishments and different sort of things. And if we just get rid of that one debt, you know, and that lots of times we can do it, you know, it's usually very expensive, you know, $750 to $1,500 to try to negotiate the number. And then you got to have resources to be able to pay that off, which sometimes people don't have that, you know, because they don't want to just do a payment plan.
But then you get it done and out of mind.
If you had a big chunk of money, if you had a big chunk of money, you just want to pay that off and just get rid of that creditor and you can live otherwise, which sometimes, you know, we do we do debt settlements not infrequently because that's sometimes what the problem is. You got to have some resources to be able to pay that debt off. That it needs to be like not the whole, if there's a ton of other problems, then it's probably not the best way to go. But that's an option.
Now, maybe it's just a big, big hurdle to overcome.
Right. And sometimes, again, that there's this apprehension to filing bankruptcy. And sometimes you can't file bankruptcy because you got a lot of equity in this one particular asset or the other. And so, you know, so sometimes we take money out of that one big asset, use it to pay off that one other bill. You know, there's different sort of things. We take a look at everything. We pull up three credit reports, pay your balance on your file, and then we take a look at different ways to resolve the issues of. And this is a tool that often that we do use. And this is final thing is kind of like related to debt consolidation, but it's different. And that's a reverse mortgage. Mm-hmm. And the reason a reverse mortgage works really well, I think you got to be 62 to qualify. They changed some of the rules, unfortunately, a few years back. But that, you know, if you have a lot of equity in your house, you know, it's like paid for, or that, you know, it's next to paid for, and you got this one bill. And like, so for instance, I've got this one client right now that they've got a lot of equity in their house. Mm-hmm. And they've got this one, I think it was this one creditor that basically that is getting ready to have a judgment against them and then put a lien against their house. Mm. And they're 62 plus and that they don't make a lot of money, but they make enough money so that with a reverse mortgage, you don't have to make payments.
Okay.
So you just get equity out of the house and they give it to you like a credit. And then they, you know, they amortize the money out over the remaining part of your life. And so, you know, in this particular client's case, that they have like a $25,000 judgment getting ready to happen. And that we're looking towards getting a $25,000, $30,000 credit that we can use to either satisfy this judgment or at least negotiate with these folks. So we'll either pay them off in the reverse or that we'll at least have money that I can then negotiate with this one creditor. So it's a good tool, especially if you're over 62 and that you got a lot of equity in your house. It's a tool that we can use when sometimes, see, in that case, she can't file a Chapter 7. There's too much equity.
Yeah.
She can't do a Chapter 13 because you got to pay that. There's so much equity, what they call the liquidation test. There's $25,000 plus, you know, $5,000 in cost.
And they don't want to lose the house either.
So you got this to pay back the way the 13 works is you got to pay back at least what they would have gotten a 7. So that's at least $25,000 plus your cost, $30,000, a $500 a month payment for a person on fixed income. But you can't do that.
Yeah.
So you don't qualify for the 7. You can't do the 13. You can't do a debt consolidation because your credit score is terrible. And that you can't really even do a debt settlement because you don't have any money. So in that case, the one option that we're really pursuing is a reverse mortgage, get a credit so that we can negotiate that debt and get rid of that debt. So that's kind of an overview. That's kind of an overview of some of the different thoughts we have. But that when we look at all of those, that the reason I do what I do as far as bankruptcy is there is very rarely another option that not only works as well, but is as efficient. It gives the person the most control, which is unusual when you're dealing with the federal government. But the program works to give you a lot of control over your life. And then because that we do things a little bit differently than a lot of bankruptcy law practices, our concern is to get the person's credit score back to the point where it's excellent. You know,
as a short amount of time as possible.
Absolutely. The holistic sort of getting the person not only debt-free, you know, debtfreeva.com, but also get them a great credit score. You know, get rid of the blemishes. That's what the bankruptcy does. Yeah. But then, you know, refer them and teach them what to do in order to build a credit score up so they can have an excellent credit score and they can get a brand new start. Which, you know, with the debt management plans that a lot of people are under, it sounds good, but it's terrible because it doesn't work. You know, usually it doesn't work, and it's a long-term obligation for something that could have been done very quickly, very easily, and get the person back on board and then clean the credit up and then have a much better credit score in a much shorter period of time.
It does. It seems like that would tie you down for several years in that instance.
And not even give you the benefits that the several years under a 13 would give you, a Chapter 13. So that's kind of an overview. That's what we thought we would do today. And so if you have any questions about that, please contact us directly at www.debtfreeva.com. And we would love to do either a Zoom or a teleconference with you, absolutely no charge, and just review your credit situation. Like I said, that we'll go. We have some great attorneys that will just review that with you. As far as we have an 18, we have 20 yes no questions and 18 fill in the blank, and that we'll go over those things with you, kind of go over the questionnaire, and we'll be able to tell you, well, this is what you qualify for. Maybe you should look at this. Maybe you should look at that, and then you know figure out how much it costs to get you squared away.
And Steve's put out a lot of information there, you know, that might be pertinent to your situation. And it's always good to find out the solutions and the different scenarios there. So I invite you to check out debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And reach out if you have a question particular to your situation that you're going through at the moment. Reach out and find out some solutions for those problems.
And so now we're down to about 2 minutes left. And so that the, you know, this is the time that I probably like the most out of the entire time. And that is just to, you know, consider what the Lord's doing in folks' life. And, you know, that I don't know what's going on in your life today, but I do know this, that God loves you and that Jesus is the complete, what should I say, that help me out, Colleen. The complete demonstration of his love.
Everything.
Complete demonstration of his love, that he went to the cross and died for us. And only, you know, that there is so much to be said about that. That we have a church in Suffolk. It's called Trinity Christian Church of Suffolk. That we have services at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's at 128 Franklin Street. We'd love to see you there. Again, that we have a chaplain on staff. Chaplain Don Mills. He's also, he and I co-pastor the church over there at Trinity Christian Church. We'd love to see you there. Or like I said, if you'd like to contact us, we'd love to pray with you. Whatever God's doing in your life right now, that we'd like to just come alongside you and pray with you. And if we can help you with your finances, that'd be great. But if we can help you with that biggest debt, that debt that that if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, we'd love to talk to you about that as well. With that all being said, we're going to go ahead and close. I'm going to pray real quick. Colleen, any last things?
No, just we'll be here again on Thursday, so tune in.
Okay, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:30. Let's pray. Father, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your son. Thank you for loving us so much that you would send your son to a cruel cross to die for our hideous sins. We thank you, Father, that you covered them with your blood. And I just now pray for those folks, that one person that has never made Jesus Christ their Savior, that today would be that day of salvation. So, Father, we love you and thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name.